Podcast, Two Perspectives with Alex and Dad.
Hey, wait, I thought we were going to call it Two Perspectives with Dad and Alex.
No.
Okay, Alex, what day of the trip are we on?
Two.
Second full day, that's right, yeah. And where did we wake up this morning?
In a tent.
In a tent. That's right. How did you think the tent worked for sleeping last night?
Really good.
Really good. Yeah. So, you kind of slept in a little bit this morning.
Yeah.
And did you hear all the owls that were
hooting? No, I didn't hear any owls.
Oh wow, I heard like five owls. I think I tried to record them, but I'm not sure how well I did. So we took the tent down after you got up.
Yeah.
And then. Where do we go after that? You remember?
No.
Okay, so we had to go get breakfast.
Oh yeah, breakfast.
First we stopped and got some ice for the cooler, but then we went to breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And it was at a coffee shop. What did you think of the coffee shop?
Good.
Good, yeah. You had a breakfast sandwich?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. So then we started driving. Remember that?
Yep.
Yeah, and we had not too long of a drive, and we ended up where?
Where?
Where did we end up? Do you remember when we pulled off the, because we pulled off the side of the road, and I said, you need to put your
screen down. We ended up on the Enchanted Highway.
Enchanted Highway, yeah. So what is the Enchanted Highway? Can you describe it to, like,
no.
You can't describe it? Because, like, people don't, it's like, you hadn't heard of the Enchanted Highway, right?
Yeah.
And so a lot of people haven't heard of the Enchanted Highway. So how do you describe what it is?
It's basically the seven of the world's biggest metal sculptures.
Yeah, big metal sculptures. So the very first one was a bunch of, like, geese that were flying.
I think it was called Geese in Flight.
Geese in Flight. Okay. And describe what you thought it looked like. It was super big, right?
Artifact.
It looked like an artifact, like at a museum, right? Like,
yeah.
Like an ancient artifact that someone had found.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty cool. And then we started driving down the Enchanted Highway.
Mm-hmm.
And which one was after the next one?
I think it was the... What was it? I can't really describe the second one.
Was it the deer... Two deer, and one of them was jumping over.
Deer crossing?
Yeah, one was jumping over a fence.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
The fun thing about that one is that the creator, it was so big, it had the Dodger leave the light poles, and then it got stuck between two ones.
Yeah.
So, right now, there's like a maze in... Yeah, I have to see if you can dodge, if you can make it through just like he did.
Yeah, there's a maze that, like, of like metal fence stuff that you walk through and you have to try to navigate through. Did we do it?
Yeah.
We did it. Okay.
It was kind of easy.
It was kind of easy. But, like, I think the first half was harder than the last half was super easy.
The first quarter was easy.
The first quarter was kind of hard.
No, like, medium easy.
Medium easy, yeah. And then the rest of it was super easy. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, but it was still fun, right?
Yeah, it's still fun.
Okay, so after the deer, what was the next sculpture?
Next sculpture was the grasshopper one.
Grasshoppers, okay.
Grasshoppers in the field.
Grasshoppers in the field. And what was the special feature that went along after that?
Like a little playground.
Tiny playground.
Like a tiny. Only tiny. Two structures. A jungle gym. And the second one was one of those things. It was a grasshopper and you, like, get see and you rock back and forth.
Yeah, it was kind of like a rocking grasshopper.
Yeah,
right?
rocking grasshopper.
Nice. But the one of the grasshoppers was, like, super huge, right? Like,
yeah.
Super tall. Right.
That's the first one.
That's the first one. Okay.
The next one was probably my favorite. it's the that one with the big fish, Fisherman's Dreams.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome because it had all fish that you can catch in North Dakota, right?
Yeah.
And there was like a boat.
Yeah, there's a boat you can go in, just like a sunken boat.
It looked like a sunken boat, like half of it was there, but it was like it was pretending it was like on the bottom of a lake.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. And the largest fish had a fisherman in another boat and so it was like trying to catch this big giant fish, right?
Yeah.
And you remember
It said there's like in every single sculpture there's like a station where you can learn about it, and it said that the creator of it reminds him of when his grandpa went fishing.
Yeah, because I think it's like his grandpa's boat, right?
Yeah.
Something like that. Okay. That was a cool one. But what else was kind of odd about that sculpture? Remember all the things that were like all the birds?
Oh yeah.
There were like hundreds of birds that were flying everywhere around.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Okay. So that was interesting. What was that?
I described it as the birds wanted to catch a life supply of food.
That's right. Yes. Okay, so after the fish, what was the next sculpture?
Wasn't that it? I can't remember. Describe that bird. I don't remember that bird.
The bird, oh, so it was a bunch of pheasants.
Yeah, pheasant. The pheasant.
It was like a pheasant family, right?
Yeah, pheasant family.
So there were three chicks and a pheasant.
A rooster.
A rooster and a hen.
Yeah,
right? Okay. Those were kind of neat, but like there wasn't any like bonus thing, right? No play structure or anything like that. Right?
No play structure.
So we didn't stay there very long, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So then what was the next one after that?
The next one after that was, I forgot what that family was called.
Oh, no.
The Tin Family.
That was the last one.
Yeah.
The one after
But the first one that was made.
It was the very first one, but you forgot. The president that we saw.
Ooh, yeah, that one.
Remember Teddy Roosevelt?
Yeah, Teddy Roosevelt.
On a horse.
Yeah, on a horse. And there's, like, a carriage.
There's a stagecoach in front of it. And the stagecoach was made of wood. And you could climb into the stagecoach, right?
The door was pretty hard to open.
The door was very hard to open, it's true. But it was kind of a fun little thing to play in, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that one was also very tall, right? Yeah. Yeah, you can see that one from pretty far away. But then the very last sculpture...
It's the Tin Family.
Tin Family. And
it was the first structure that was made.
First structure that the artist made. And so there was a mom, a dad, and a kid, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And they said that maybe that someday there'll be a daughter and a pets, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So then, after we finished the seeing all the sculptures, what was the... What's at the end of the Enchanted Highway?
The Enchanted Castle Hotel.
The Enchanted Castle Hotel, which we were going to stay at, but, like, no one was there.
Exactly.
So, like, no one was working there, and we called the phone number, nobody answered, and we waited around for a while, and so we just...
It wasn't really enchanting.
it was more like...
Haunted!
A little bit. Yeah.
Not enchanting. It was the complete opposite. Haunted. Yeah.
I think it was bad timing because it was a Sunday and, like, I don't know, just people weren't around. So, we walked down to the gift shop.
Yeah, the Enchanted Highway gift shop. I got a keychain.
Yep. You got a keychain. I got a deck of cards.
For Geese in Flight.
Oh, yeah, right. Because that one was one of your favorite, sculptures.
Yeah.
And so, and we also got some ice cream.
Yeah.
That was pretty good. And then we walked.
I think the person that was there was the owner.
That's right. That's right. He is the owner. Okay. Yeah, the owner was there. The owner was the guy who, like, you know, he scooped the ice cream, he sold us the thing, and there was a person who had taken our photo at the Tin Family, and we took his photo with the artist, right? So that was pretty cool.
Returning the favor.
We returned the favor, that's right. They were very nice. And that guy was actually from Iowa.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he was very friendly. So then we walked across the street, and what was across the street?
The museum.
The museum. It's like a city museum, right?
Yeah, the city museum.
Did you think that museum was big or small?
Small.
You thought it was small?
Well, medium.
It was kind of medium, because it took up like four buildings, right?
No, yeah.
And like two of the buildings were connected to each other, right?
Yeah.
So like on the inside it was kind of, but like on the inside, do you think that the, can you describe any of the displays on the inside?
No.
Well, there was a whole section that was set up like a town, right?
Yeah.
There was like a hotel inside and a bank and a print shop and a blacksmith. Remember all that?
Yes, some of them you couldn't go in, but some you can.
That's true.
A mail.
The post office?
Yeah, the post office.
Yeah, you couldn't go into that one. Well, actually, no, that one you could. That one you went in, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but some of them you can't go in. Yeah. So that was a really unique museum. Then we walked back up to the hotel, and that's when we decided, nope, we're going to leave and, like, leave town. And
I was really tired still, so I just took a nap.
You did take a nap. That's right. You took a nap, and we drove to Theodore Roosevelt
National Park.
Yes. And we went to two visitor centers, and then we decided to do the scenic drive. And
that was really cool.
Really cool. What was the most amazing thing on the scenic drive?
Prairie dogs.
Prairie dogs. You were the first one to see the prairie dogs. And how many were there?
Like hundreds.
Hundreds, definitely. Definitely. So that was really unique. And they were just, they'd pop their heads out and then they'd pop their heads back down. And
no, like
they were,
yeah. And some just stayed in the same place.
Yeah.
Above ground.
Yeah. So then after the scenic drive, we drove and we got dinner. What did we get for dinner?
Pizza.
Pizza. That was pretty good. And then we went to the hotel.
Dad gave me 7-Up.
Yes, there was 7-Up. Yes. So how would you rate the day?
4 stars.
4 stars. Yeah. Would have been 5 if it hadn't been for the weird hotel, right?
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't have really gotten pizza.
That's true. We would not have gotten pizza. That's a good point. We got pizza because...
So, either way, it's going to be 4 stars.
Okay. Cool. All right. Well, are you looking forward to tomorrow?
Yep.
Yeah. Do you still think that North Dakota looks like Iowa?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Well, we'll see if other states that we visit look like Iowa.
Or Illinois.
All right. Thanks, bud.